who you are in 5 years will be determined by the books you read and the people you meet.
Tell me more, Shiv. Tell me more.
Stay tuned. What's up, Slick?
What up, Shiv? Wow, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been 2 months.
It's been a while since the mic was on.
We're on air. We're in our studio.
Yeah.
We're in the booth. The
studio was brand new when we started this.
Yeah, now it's here. It's pretty homey now.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. We got the crackling candle in the back.
We have 2 bookshelves.
Yeah, and the mood lighting too.
There's Harry Potter series. Got its own real estate in this shelf here.
Yeah, it does. Because you haven't read it yet. And that's crazy.
I'm on Chamber of Secrets.
Oh my god, you have so much to go.
I know. I think during the last episode, I was still on Sorcerer's Stone.
Probably.
Took me a couple months to get through.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll fly through them. They're pretty easy. But what up, people?
What's up, everyone? We're back.
We back.
I'm Shiv.
And I'm Slick.
Oh, wait.
Whatever. It's fine. It's good to be back.
Yeah.
But I feel like we also... I don't know. Do you feel different from the last time we were recording? Because I feel a little different.
I feel same, but different.
Mm. So I want to ask you a question, Shiv, to sort of start this, shoot the shit.
Go for it.
What are your intentions for this podcast? In this moment, right now.
Would have never guessed you'd ask a question like that.
It's not like I warned you ahead of time or anything.
Nope. My intention for this podcast right now is to reflect on my current state of emotional being in a semi-structured way.
Mm.
So I got home from work today and you asked me, like, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
Like, such a simple question, but because it was you who asked me, like, I knew there was, like, intention behind that I could interpret it however I wanted and not just give you, like, a good, because mm-hmm. I know that would be, like, that's something that you're, like, the colleagues who are kind of just acquaintances at work, you know, you just, like, how's the weekend? Good? You? Good?
Good, yeah, it's all good.
Everything's always good, but... So I wanted to give you more substance than that, you know, kind of opening up and sharing with you what I'm present to. So that's my intention to do it using this platform.
Nice.
Yeah. What about you?
What's
your intention?
My intention for this podcast is for it to be a place where you and I can collaborate on fun conversation together. And have a platform to do that, but I have no expectation.
Me neither.
Of the platform. And I think...
That's evolved.
Yeah. At some point, we felt like, do we want to make this more structured? Are we going to have, like...
We were on a regular cadence.
Yeah. Do we want to be under the pressure of a cadence and production quality and things like that, which, like, we did not put any effort into in the past.
Yeah.
But I know we were thinking about... Do we want to step up our game there? Do we want this to be something bigger?
Yeah.
But I think it's really refreshing that we can use this as a platform, but not have any expectation out of it.
Yeah.
Like, and just sort of put it out there into the world, but not need anything from it.
Exactly. Like, we're returning to this podcast now after 2 months because it didn't really go anywhere. Like, we were just like... out and about, like, living.
Mm-hmm.
And
starting new jobs.
But it's like, we can always return to this. It's not like every Friday, like, Slick and Shiv will hit your inbox or whatever, but it's like every once in a while.
Yeah. And to some extent, like, I don't care who listens.
Yeah. And I'm cool with that expectation.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're listening, we love you.
And welcome back.
Yeah. For real.
So what are you feeling present to?
I'm feeling present to a lot of stuff. I feel like my head has been spinning with like all the creativity.
Mm.
But at the same time, I was struck with a thought today that as much as I feel like I'm excited about creating, I also feel like consuming, because I've been sort of on a creativity binge for the past couple of weeks. And now I feel like, hey, what is like really great content I can consume?
Mm.
So it's interesting how I sort of oscillate between those.
It's interesting you say that, because I feel like you have been consuming content on a pretty, you know, your information diet has been pretty varied.
Mm-hmm.
From like your fiction Dresden Files stories to your, you know, Lynchpin by Seth Godin. And you just achieved the milestone of 30 books for 2019.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Feels great. But at the same time, it's kind of like a birthday. Like nothing really feels like it's changed.
Yeah.
But I'm realizing that I can read a lot more and I feel my writing improving, which is really great because that's a really big intention for me for 2020 is to focus a lot on my writing.
So that's creation.
That is creation. So, and what's interesting is that like the content has been feeding the creation a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I've been exploring a little bit more code recently than I was maybe a month ago. And I've been writing a lot more, which has been fun, but also now I'm feeling like I haven't watched a TV show in a really long time.
Yeah.
Or played a video game.
And that leisure time also, like, you don't take for granted.
Yeah, like, yesterday was the first time I played a video game in months. And I love games.
Yeah.
So, I also feel like it's okay for me to start looking at those, but also using those to fuel the rest of my pursuits.
Absolutely.
Which I think is really cool.
Right.
All the tie-ins. How do you feel your, or what do you feel like is present to you from a content creation consumption perspective?
Yes, I'm in a similar place. I feel like I've been finishing a book that has been really dense. Like I just finished We Were 8 Years in Power by Ta-Nehisi Coates, which featured like 8 essays from The Atlantic that he wrote about a case for reparations and about race in America. So all of these topics, like you need to sit with those.
Yeah.
And, you know, I read this over a month, pretty much on my morning and evening commute. Recently finished a book and I moved on to Upheaval by Jared Diamond, which is another like really dense book on, he's drawing a parallel between personal crises and national crises.
Oh, that's crazy.
And in particular, he's drawing the example of 7 nations. He's taken the example of Chile, Indonesia, America, Finland, Germany, and Australia. I might be missing one. But anyways, my point is like, with the end of the year coming, I feel like it's like the fourth quarter. And I'm like, I'm in a flow and I can't be stopped. But it's a cool feeling.
Nice.
Going from like really being able to consume, but like absorb the material that I am at like such a, at a high level. Like the stuff I'm reading is not like light reading,
yeah,
you know, per se, in my perspective. So I'm kind of like proud of myself for elevating to this level after not even being a reader in my early days.
It's amazing.
The fact that I'm returning to Harry Potter, like we mentioned.
Yeah.
But also looking at these really pressing issues from a historical context in my nonfiction reading.
Super cool. I love it.
Yeah. Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
Back, people. We're diving into creativity and consumption on today's episode. So my first question for Slick, it's around this concept that I learned from a TED Talk, which was around performance zone and learning zone.
Mm.
So people typically are in either one of these zones. So like think of when you're practicing public speaking to when you like go up on stage and actually give a speech. So when it comes to consuming and creating content, do you ever feel like you're in the performance zone in both consumption and creation? Or do you feel like consumption is solely like the learning zone, and when you're writing and creating, that's the performance zone?
Ooh, that's actually a really interesting question.
Thanks.
Sometimes I do feel like I'm performing when I'm consuming content. Partially because I feel like a lot of the things I end up consuming are sort of a practice, right? Like, I've been much more intentional about my reading in terms of making it a practice rather than just like something I do, and actively make steps to read better, whether that means slightly more efficiently, but mostly in retention and remembering it.
Yep.
So yeah, I do feel like when you consume content, sometimes you are performing. I think it's a little less so when it's like TV or movies, because it's less...
Depends on the kind of film.
That's true. Sometimes you could feel like you're investing emotional energy into
it. I feel
that
when I watch like documentaries. That feels like I'm performing by like doing some sort of active listening or like...
Yeah.
Drawing parallels to other content I've consumed.
Yeah, and in the same way, music does follow that vein.
Yeah.
For sure. Especially from the active listening perspective.
Right.
But
I've definitely felt that way even with reading books. Like, I'm performing during this like state of like reading.
Yeah.
Because of the way you show up and you treat it like a practice.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So this sort of ties into a question I wanted to ask you, Shiv.
Yeah.
Which is, how do you feel like your consumption feeds your creativity? And how do you feel like what you consume impacts what you create on a daily basis, even if it's very different?
Yeah, I think they're hugely intertwined. I'm glad you asked this question because it's something that I think about a lot, given that I'm reading material that's got a lot of varied vocabulary and it's covering a broad range of issues. And I love borrowing from their language and mixing it with my own style of writing. Like when I write on Medium, on my personal blog, or for the Business of Being Happy and Healthy publication, I'll take inspiration from the types of writers I'm consuming. They're like my digital mentors.
So
it's almost like when they're reading, they're writing directly for me, like it's serving me in a way. And then my writing evolves, like everything that I consume and that's written, audio or video, it's enriching my own like database of material to pull from when it's my turn to write and do my own creation.
Yeah, that's...
And something that I always say is like everything is a remix. So the more songs I listen to, the more samples I have in my library to add to my, you know, Shiv Curry remix.
Nice. I want to ask like one quick follow-up is like, obviously reading and writing sort of.
Yeah, those are very...
Go hand in hand. How do you feel like what you watch in terms of video and sports?
Yeah.
And stuff like that that you're into, how do you feel like, maybe it doesn't tie in at all, but I feel like it does in some ways. How do you think that works?
It doesn't,
when it's so different from your day to day.
Yeah. Then it's just like, maybe I don't talk to anyone about it. Like, maybe if it's a documentary that's on an obscure topic, like I watched one recently on the dark chocolate manufacturing industry. Like it didn't prompt me to write a blog post on it, but I was thinking deeply about this issue because growing up in Belgium, like obviously we're known for our chocolate. So this documentary sort of exposed the supply chain and made me like truly reflect on my choices. Like, I don't know if you noticed, but like the following 2 days, I wasn't touching the chocolate
in
our cupboard.
Oh.
Just because of like trying to be mindful of like what kind of sacrifice went into this final product. So in that way, the video content did influence my daily behavior, but it could also be like watching like a documentary on sports and then discussing with like Josh or you, and or bringing up something I'm consuming like with my colleagues. So it manifests in different shapes and forms depending on what that piece of content is and how much it like moves me or excites me. Like,
right. Yeah, I think something I've been trying to do a little bit more is paying attention to how content is delivered.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I read a great tip on an article the other day about writing. And to be a better writer is to watch TV and movies like a writer.
Oh, interesting.
And paying attention to plot and paying attention to characterization and setting and all of those sort of things that come with writing, but paying attention to them and being very cognizant and sometimes a little critical of them.
In different mediums.
In different mediums, because you can learn a lot from them and digesting it that way, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
Yeah. I personally think that every single thing that I consume contributes to what I create.
Of course.
Every day.
Yep. It's part of the fabric of like your being.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that's also changed for me is that I'm seeing every single area that I'm writing words as a piece of art.
That's cool.
And that includes like...
Like an email.
An email, a chat message.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
Whether it's to a friend or a customer or what the situation is.
Even the way we text is like, it's a form of writing that if we look at it like that, we can be so much more intentional with the words we use.
Right.
And that can be another episode in itself.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that it comes with its own language too.
Yeah, it does.
Which has these rules that we don't really sit down and write grammar books about, but it comes with the whole...
And we're digital natives, so like it guides the way we interact with people.
Exactly. Yeah, which is really...
And like,
I think it's super fascinating.
Yeah, and it's interesting because the way I interact with my friends on iMessage is different than WhatsApp. It's different than Messenger.
Mm.
Because of what those apps allow you to do within them.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? But more on that.
Yeah.
Another time.
What up, people? We're back, and we're going to try something new. We're going to do a rapid-fire round, and in the spirit of creativity and consumption, I'm going to ask Shiv about different pieces of content that he's consumed.
Bring it on.
And he's going to tell me the first word that pops into his head when he does it.
I'm ready.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right.
Stay ready.
Harry Potter.
Imaginary.
Upheaval.
Nations.
LeBron.
Greatness.
Celtics.
Dynasty.
Miracle. The movie.
Hockey. I have a friend named Miracle, that's why it took me a second. I don't know.
Shoe dog.
Entrepreneurship.
J. Cole.
Lyricism.
Drake.
My boy.
Jesus is King.
Gospel album.
Wow. That's amazing, Shiv. Look at you. You wanna go
Yeah, all right. Your turn. Now it's my turn to ask Slick. Rapid fire round.
Aye.
You gotta say the first word that comes to your mind when I name pieces of content that you have consumed.
Cool.
Cool. Linchpin.
Inspirational.
Revenge of the Dreamers 3. The album.
Varied.
Frozen 2.
Laughter.
Shah Rukh Khan on David Letterman.
Interesting.
Jesus is King.
Decent.
You roll your eyes.
Noted.
What else are you consuming?
I was gonna ask you that. It was cheating.
So much for rapid fire, am I right?
Yeah, for real.
Like a slow fire. Alright, we're rebranding the rapid fire. Medium fire.
I think it's a good rapid fire round.
More.
It's very Slick and Shiv-esque.
Yeah, indeed.
Because there's no structure to it whatsoever. Hold on.
Holding on.
Hey, bro.
These chips are my Astro chips.
Oh, God.
Bloops.
One for the bloops.
Bleep.